Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
It was great to have our first rain of the season last week. It's been so dry in Northern California, which has led to one of the most active fire seasons in recent memory. Obviously, the small amount of rain we receive won't be enough to end the fire season, but it is a start, and this now brings us to the concerns of mudslides due to the burned-out hillsides throughout Northern California. I had experience with muddy conditions during the first rain of the season. I was pulling a boat home from Ruth Lake for a friend of mine, which meant I had to drive through the 8-mile road construction area west of Dinsmore. Highway 36 is being widened and the sharp curves in the road removed. This is made possible through federal funding, and the work has been in progress now for 2 years. Well, with no rain for 6 months and the vast amount of dirt being moved around the new roads constructed over deep ravines, the drive became very interesting. With the new rain, the top few inches of roadbed in many places became slurry and very slippery. In a number of spots, I had to put my truck into four-wheel drive due to the loss of traction. The added weight of the boat made that necessary. I saw a number of others sliding by as we passed each other on the road. After dropping the boat off in town from my friend, he went back to Ruth Lake. He called me later and said he barely made it back due to conditions of the road. He said he saw a number of vehicles off the side of the road or just stopped in the middle of the road because of the conditions. Hopefully after the first rain, the top surface will settle and these conditions will improve. As far as the construction, it is going very well. When you drive through, it is evident that the road has changed immensely. Curves in the road are now broad and sweeping with the sharp serpentine curves removed. I believe the construction was supposed to be completed by November, but it doesn't look like that deadline will be met. The only other issue I believe needs to be dealt with on Highway 36 is educating a number of drivers on that road who foolishly endanger others. The ones who pass over a double yellow line, especially on blind curves. If they wish to endanger themselves, that is their right, but they don't seem to understand or realize that they are jeopardizing the safety of many others by their foolish behavior. I know it is inconvenient to get behind slower drivers, especially on Highway 36. I am also aware of many paved turnouts along the road and will pull over in order for the road warriors to pass. Road warriors is the names I have given to those who in their large trucks pull out around you in places they shouldn't and leave you in a cloud of black smoke as they pass and nearly run you off the road as they pull back in front of you. So safe travels, especially on Highway 36. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.